Today is Palm Sunday, so we are thinking about Jesus' triumphant entry. Now, a few years ago, or maybe a long time ago, I was a student, and I had a part-time job at Burger King. I was skinny those days. All those burgers didn't really help since then. But I had this job. And, my name's Sylvester, and there is also a famous actor called Sylvester Stallone. And he's known for his, action-packed movies. And Rambo is one of these movies. So at Burger King, it's great fun to work most of the time, but sometimes we get some interesting customers who come. And my manager has to deal with these customers. So sometimes when she's dealing with these customers, she would shout out, "Rambo!" And this was my cue. So at this time, I would make my triumphant entry. Now, the customer thinks, "Rambo, that sounds like somebody scary going to come with muscles and everybody." But, they're a bit disappointed when they see the skinny me all smiling coming into the situation. That was my triumphant entry. Now, thinking about triumphant entries, there's all sorts of triumphant entries. Last year, Swedish women's football team beat England. And, they had a triumphant entry when they were received here in Gothenburg. And lots of people came to cheer them and to welcome them. And today in Matthew's Gospel, we hear about Jesus making a triumphant entry into Jerusalem. It's Passover time. During Passover, the people of Israel, they remembered how God rescued them from slavery in Egypt into freedom. So this was a busy time in Jerusalem. And here is Jesus. He's coming on a donkey. And that's a strange thing to witness. And when the people see Jesus, they get so excited. And they start shouting, "Hosanna." Because when they see Jesus coming on a donkey, they remember what the prophet Zechariah said, that the Messiah would be coming on a donkey. And now, here is a sign. Here is Jesus coming on a donkey. I wonder what the disciples thought at that moment, because all this time when Jesus has been performing miracles after miracle, he's been saying, don't tell anybody, keep it quiet. But now, it feels like it's showtime. Now, Jesus wants to tell to the whole world who he is. So he gets up on a donkey and he goes, and the people now recognizes this is the Messiah. They start shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." And they worshipped him. Wow. Amazing. What a change. They take off their cloaks and put them on the ground. Again, this is what happened in the Old Testament when they made Jehu king. They put the cloaks on the ground because they are welcoming. They are welcoming a king. They are welcoming a king. And behind this welcome, I think their plan is they are looking for this king to rescue them from the Romans. The Romans have been there. They've taken over their country. They've got to do what the Romans have asked them to do. But now there is a Messiah. Now there is a Savior. Hosanna means, God save us. Now comes this person. The Messiah is coming to save them from the Romans. But that is not what Jesus gives them. A few days later, he was nailed to a cross. A few days later, all their hopes and all their prayers that they had of this Messiah who would come and save them from this, from the Romans, seems to be all vanished, all gone. Yet, Jesus had a bigger picture. Jesus gave them something more than they could ever imagine, more than what they could ever hope for. They wanted freedom from Romans, but Jesus gave them freedom from sin. Jesus saved them. He died on a cross. He took the punishment that we were supposed to face. He paid the price for sin. And he showed us how much he loved us. He gave us more than what we could ask for, more than what we could imagine. There was a bigger picture behind that triumphant entry into Jerusalem. The people at that time didn't see it. But in hindsight, we see it now. We see it now. We know it now. Now here's the thing. Sometimes for us too, sometimes we pray and we come to God and we ask for things and we have so much of expectations of God, and then we are a bit disappointed. Sometimes we pray and God answers prayers and it's amazing and we are so excited and we want to tell the whole world how God has answered our prayers. But sometimes God is silent. Sometimes God doesn't answer the prayers the way we hope for. Just like the prayers of those first century Jews who were praying, save us from those, from these Romans. And then we get so disappointed with God. But today I want to remind you that amidst all this trouble and all this confusion that is going on in the world, and God has a bigger picture. Jesus is still King. God has a bigger picture in all that is going on in the world. We want to look to Him. We want to worship Him. Because when we worship, when we, amongst everything else that is going on, when we turn to Him and say, Lord, my life is just falling apart at the moment. The world is falling apart at the moment. We don't know what's going on. But Lord, You are King. And I look to You. Why can we do so? Why can we do so? If Jesus died for us, you know, Bible says He loves us. He loves us so much that He died for us. Bible says that nothing can separate us from the love of God. This is how much God loves us. If He loves us, we can trust in Him. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we know that He is walking beside us. So we can trust in Him always. Whenever we feel that, I don't think I'm under control, we want to look to Jesus and say, Jesus, You are still King. You are still under control. You are still King. And You love us. You are for us. On Friday, we had a worship evening, and we looked at this old hymn, which goes, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full into his wonderful face, and all the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace." So today, Jesus, we look to you. And whatever you are going through, look to Jesus. Worship him and him alone. And if you look to your problems, you start worshiping your problems. If you look to corona, you start worshiping corona. If you look to money, you start worshiping money. If you look to fear, you start worshiping fear. But we look to Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. We look to him. We worship him. Why? Because he saved us. He saved us. Someone once said, "If our greatest need had been information, God would have sent us an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. But since our greatest need was forgiveness, God sent us a savior." He sent us Jesus. He has saved us. We have that confidence. Whatever is going on, we have that confidence. So, what is our response? Let's live lives knowing that Jesus is King. Let's serve him. He is King. How can we do this? You know, Jesus, although he was King, he was also a servant King. Jesus, although he was God, you know, he gave up and became took on human flesh and became a servant to serve us. And during these times of confusion, during these times of uncertainty, I think, yes, we first and foremost declare Jesus is King. We trust in him. And just as he served others, we too step up to serve others. We too step up to serve the Samaritan. We too step up. How can we do this? Well, here are some ways. First, we can pray. We can all pray. Wherever we are, we can pray. We can pray to God. We can pray to God and plead him. We can pray to God for our doctors and nurses and all the healthcare professionals, and we can pray to the end of this mess. We can pray for our leaders. We can pray for those who are scared now, for those who are going through tough times. We can pray. All of us can pray. And all of us can look at a way, in some way, where we can serve our neighbor. And here at Service Shuriken, we've started this Corona volunteer team on how we can reach out to our Serbia, how can we reach out to our neighbors, and how we can serve them and bring God's light and love into those situations. We have three ways in this team where we can serve. There's a team who use the phone, so they phone people and they ask how they are doing, or they ask, you know, to have some people, those who are feeling a bit lonely, to have a time to, you know, spend some time with somebody else on the phone. Some, they help practically. They go out and they buy food and they shop food and help out with that. So, or food or medicine, just helping out with that. Others, they go out to the street and give out information. But more than giving out information of the help that is available, to say, you know what, that is a God. And we love him and we serve him. We want to spread his love and we want to spread hope and speak of his love. So that's the street team. I want to share two stories which I heard this week. On the street team, I went to our pizzeria, local pizzeria, to get some healthy food. And we got talking about this Spread Shalek Intercorona initiative, how we can help. And the guy who was serving the pizza, he said, you know what, sign me up. Here is my number. I've got a car. You know, if you need help, you know, let me know. I want to get on this team. I want to be part of this team. You know, if you are, healthy and, you know, you can be part of this team just to help out. Because we don't know what's going to happen, but we want to be ready to help those that are in need. And the other story was someone who helped an elderly couple. So he took shopping into their house. And, he said, I felt more blessed than I could ever imagine when I did that, when I gave out, when I helped that couple out. I felt more blessed. You know, and Jesus says it's more blessed to give than to receive. And there, he was just experiencing that. You too can experience that. You know, when you help somebody, there is something that really happens in us. You know, we give, we help, because God has given us so much. We give, we help, because God has saved us through his Son, Jesus. So, today, as we remember Palm Sunday, we say, you know, Jesus, you are King. You are King. And we worship you. And we praise you. We say, for all of us, we say, you know, let's worship this King. And we say, let's pray. Let's pray. God is doing something new amongst all that is going on. So let's pray and look at the bigger picture of what God is doing through this. And let's serve. As Jesus served, let's serve. Let's be known for our love. Let's be known for how much we love, not just the Christians, but the non-Christians, everybody. Let's be known for people who loves. Because when they say, those Christians, they love people. Why do they love people? Because we've been loved so much. We've been loved by Jesus so much. So guys, my friends, my family, Jesus is King. Let's worship him and let's serve him. Amen. 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 So shall we pray as the band comes together? Father, we thank you that you love us. We thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Lord, we forgive us, Lord, when we don't have that faith in us to look at the bigger picture. Forgive us our weaknesses and forgive when we lose faith, Lord. But Lord, we pray. Today, Lord, we pray, especially for those who are scared and worried. We pray, Lord, would you lift them up, Lord? Would you fill them with your Holy Spirit? Father, for us, Lord, we declare today, you are King. You are Lord of the universe. You are Lord of our lives. And Lord, we worship you and give you praise and give you thanks.